Taggart has been pursuing a spot in the Iditarod for 10 years. The elementary school teacher is finally getting the chance to take on the 1,150-mile trail. She took a year off without pay to be part of the race. While Taggart loves teaching second graders at Howling Elementary, she feels right at home while caring for her dogs.
Yeah, mushing and teaching are very similar, actually. Kids and dogs, they're pretty much alike. You know, they have things they don't like to do and they have things that they love to do, and you can just see them shine when they get something. You know, they have a eureka moment. So it's pretty cool to see that both in the dogs and the kids.
Taggart has a love of the outdoors. Growing up surrounded by the wilderness of Southeast Alaska, she spent her youth kayaking, hiking, and swimming. In 2001, Taggart began mushing when she went to work for Didi Jonro as a dog handler. She fell in love with the sport. Jonro is excited that Taggart took an interest in mushing.
She was, she loved it, and she was a good part at watching it and studying about it, so it'll be fun to have her out here. I don't really feel like I'm competing against her. I just feel like I'm sharing the trail with her.
Taggart is not the first musher from Southeast, as there have been other competitors from Juneau. But Taggart says Ketchikan residents are thrilled she's in the race.
Yeah, people are pretty jazzed about it because mushing is really not a staple down there, so a lot of people don't know a lot about it. So I've really educated a lot of people on it.
Taggart's main lead dog is Raver. She did have another lead dog named Wicked, but she came into heat a couple of days before the race. Taggart says Raver is a fine replacement because he is hard-headed and does whatever she asks. She says a strong partnership between musher and dog is important.
I believe we have a really good bond. You know, he's a real outgoing dog, but I think that our bond is real close. You know, he looks to me when we get started and everything. He'll look back and wonder, you know, what do I do now, Mom?
So physically, Taggart is as prepared for the trail as possible. Year-round runs with her dogs and caretaking for her team have kept her in shape. She also continued to run shorter races. She says finishing the Copper Basin 300 gave her confidence.
And they deem that the little Iditarod. And if that's Iditarod, I think I'm ready to go. You know, it's a great race. I loved it. I had a great time with it. So, you know, all in all, I've had almost 1,000 miles under my belt. So I feel pretty good.
As a rookie Iditarod runner, Taggart will be using a GPS and views its inclusion as a good thing. She really doesn't have any quirky items in her sled, besides one. Veteran mushers can easily be spotted by their weather-worn faces. Taggart has brought along a product to keep clear of abrasion.
I guess probably a lot of people don't take suntan lotion, but I'm a very fair-skinned person, so I need to put lotion on to protect myself, so that might be a little out of character.
Taggart wants to finish the race before deciding whether or not she'll try again. She wants to go back to teaching someday, but she would also like to continue mushing. For APRN in Anchorage, I'm Jersey Shedlock.